Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me now.
speak. Speak the truth. Wake up, preacher.
And tonight, we're going to talk about folklores, myths, and belief systems. And this is our first lecture for 2017. Many times, through family history and the so-called, I call it the so-called African American race, so many different ethnic groups. I prefer, when researching colonial history and identity, you deserve and just use the term Negro. Reason being, not all slaves came from West Africa. They came from all parts of Africa and all parts of Asia and the Pacific Islands. So giving that understanding explains why a lot of you today have Asian ancestry. This is very important. So we're going to deal with some folklores. And one of the folklores I want to touch on is Grandma's always Cherokee long black hair. Let me explain something to many of you. That may not be the case. There are people from Madagascar. There are people from Mali, Ethiopia, Syria, Sudan, Cameroon, East India, Fiji, Solomon Islands. All of those people were here as slaves. So you got to be very careful with that. These are things you must understand to get beyond those myths. And when they said Indian, they could have meant an East African. You got people in Madagascar who is mixed with Indonesians and East Indians and Africans. So many of your ancestors are already mixed before they hit these shores of America. And so I need to point that out to you. So when they're talking about Blackfoot, they're not talking about the Blackfoot tribe out in Montana or Canada. You're talking about the Southern Blackfoot, of someone that is mixed with African or Indian descent. And these are things you must understand. Tonight, in those folklores, many family stories, and I should choose to use the word family experience. My grandmother that raised me from 3 days old always said the story was a lie. So we're going to say family experiences. And these family experiences have been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. But what I want you to understand is that many of those generations may have been cut off. So those ancestors only know what they know to a point. This is why many of you, when you take these DNA tests, you don't show up with any Native ancestry, or you show up with 1%, which could be a margin of error. Why is that? The reason for that, if your ancestors did not marry back into the same ethnic group or race, particular ancestry that you're looking for, is so ancient or no longer exists because they married out of it. These are things you must understand from a mathematical perspective. They didn't marry back into Indian. Some of them didn't marry back into African. Some didn't even marry back into European. You have to understand these things. And these things must be looked upon with reason. And that is why tonight we're going over myths, folklores, and beliefs. Because many a times a lie can turn into a belief system. If it's told so many times, you have to check your own self because you might believe it to be true. You can't follow everything that you find in social media, Facebook, and Google. Check it out. I'm telling you, check the sources. Look for it in several different places. Examine who's writing it. Investigate them to see where it comes from. If you want to validate your sources, this is what you have to do. And it's the correct way of doing things. When it comes to your family trees, I advise everyone, don't make your tree public all the time. Be careful who you're getting information from. It may not be correct. When it comes to names, for those Negroes that come out of slavery, names are very important. Many a times, if your ancestor has been sold two or three times, the name changes. So that particular Johnson over here, and you going back, you searching Johnson, and your ancestor's been over here, and they were a Williams 30 years, you're going to tap into some wrong family lines. So you now have to trace your ancestors back to see if they were sold and the name changed, or they changed their names themselves. These are key things that so-called African-American people, when tracing ancestry due to slavery, have to take a look at. They're important. You cannot take these things for granted. But you're going to get lost. And so I am here to guide you and give you some insight and advice on how to navigate the correct way. These things are important. Many people, many so-called African Americans, were Indo-Africans getting on the boat. What do you mean by that, Mike? The British Emancipation Act of 1834 met in Charleston, South Carolina. And they said on the assembly floor, there's a problem because we have an account for over 100 million East Indians brought into the West Indies over a 500-year period. So these East Indians brought, into the West Indies. What you have to understand now is that during the British colonial rule, the entire southeast coast was the West Indies. And those islands was known as West India Islands. There were more than 13 colonies. There were about 27 or 28. So when you're looking in the 1700 time frame and they're saying that your ancestors or slaves were sold in the West Indies, that's mean the East Coast all the way down to the West Indies. If they said the West India Islands, now they're isolated. You got to be careful how you read this. But you got to understand that in the mid-1700s, South Carolina, Jamaica, and the West Indies were all one. You got to understand these things. If you want to be an effective historian and genealogist, you have to investigate history. You have to take it on your own and research your research, and fact check your facts over and over. These things are very important, and they are crucial. And it's why I stressed it all the time. So now we got these Indo-Africans. The second conference was a tri-colony or tri-state from the Medical Association combined Virginia and the Carolinas, and in the Carolinas, North Carolina and South Carolina. And this happened in Charleston, South Carolina in the 1900s. And there is a doctor giving the speech, or psychologist, one of the two. Name Baringa, if I'm pronouncing it right. He gave the account and said, we pulled 320,000 these less blacks, Indo-Africans, into the Americas. So what was he talking about? Tribes like Camaros, Cameroon, Malabar, Mauritania, Mali. These things are very important. People coming from the Swahili coast. This is very important. I want you to understand this. So many of you who are claiming Native American ancestry, I'm sorry. Your ancestor just may be East Indian. They haven't forgot this down in the islands. You have Indo-Jamaicans and you have African-Jamaicans. And those that are mixed are known as coolies. But they also call the Chinese coolies. And the Indian coolies, people who coming in to fix the railroad. But you got an Indo Guyanese and you got an African Guyanese. And those who look more Indian than African, that's what they classify them. You got an Indo Trinidadian. So what happened during the colonial slave time when they bringing these slaves up from the West Indies? They don't say Indo Trinidadian. They don't say Indo Jamaican. They just say Negro. I'm trying to guide and tell y'all something so I can get you beyond these myths and folklores and belief that your Indian ancestry may not be made of American. East India. But then again, you got to understand that Eastern Ethiopia was India at one time until the colonialists came in and changed it. You got to understand the shifting around of places that the Europeans did. I'm telling you these things so you understand these things. You have to understand slave breeding because it happened. There are certain places in Texas for about 35, 40 years that the only people were marrying at that time was African women and Asian men. Got to go back and look at these laws and wondering why they are encouraging building up these Afro-Asian communities, or Negro-Chinese communities in Mississippi, or Indian Negro communities in the Mid-South Carolina. You got to understand these things. If you don't study America from an ethnic migration point of view, you're going to miss many of these things. Many. So what I'm giving you tonight is to get you once again beyond the myths. Tomorrow I'm giving a class on names. Where did your ancestor names come from? Was it the slave master? How do you navigate? How do you get beyond this? How do you get beyond these Christian names? How do you get belong these Islamic names? How do you just get belong some made-up name that has no meaning at all? These are the things you have to study. And when you lost all hope in the physical, you have to go into the spiritual aspects of it. There's another realm out here that you can tap into. See, the realm of consciousness, everybody say third eye. So I'm just going to tell you the realm of consciousness. Because you and I are of our ancestors. We lived 500 years ago as them. And they live today as you and I. These are things you must understand. It's very important. That's why we have to be careful with our diet. We have to exercise so the organs in the body and the system is flowing beautifully in harmony with each other so we can radiate properly. These things are very important. Now, when it comes to Cherokee history, for so-called African-American people, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Many a times, you are tracing a white person who claimed to be Cherokee. I'm going to say it again. Many a times, you are tracing a white person who claimed to be Cherokee. I don't give a damn if they're on the Dawes Roll. That comes from a $5 aspect. Or they lived in Indian country and married an Indian woman. That's no relation to you as Indian. That's white. This is why if you look at some of the Freeman situations, you will see this when DNA testing come into play. Because they knew that ancestor was Cherokee, may have been a slave owner, but he was white. So when they take the DNA test, it comes out European. But them same European cousins are in the tribe as Indian, because it's by law. These are things you got to understand. If you refuse to understand what the law was and how it applied, you're going to have yourself looking like a fool, and you're going to continue to follow the folklore. Ooh, I'm trying to tell y'all something. They wrote the law. They benefited the law. Oklahoma Supreme Court had a law, Indians are white. The census did the same thing in 1930. When they removed the mulatto class, if you are white Indian, you are Indian. But if you are black or Negro Indian, you are still black or Negro. Unless you really look Native American in the community you reside. These are things you guys got to understand. So if you are ignoring the law, you're going to continue trying to navigate you. I'm trying to give you a thorough understanding. I am trying to break this down as if you are a five-year-old child so you can understand what I am saying to you. Get away from all of the myths and the confusion and the rhetoric that you find on Facebook and various other social media sites. I'm going to say it again. Be careful. Be careful with them telling you the slave trade never happened. They never brought any slaves here. How the hell did the white folks get here? You better start understanding that this thing happened. And those ships navigated into the wind current and came this way. Many of them did not make direct stops. They stopped along the way to different ports. They didn't travel during the hurricane season. You got to understand that these folks study these things and understand the weather according to the seasons. But if you don't take that approach, you're going to continue to fall into folklore and myths. I'm trying to tell you something. Your history deals directly with you and you alone. And if you or your brother and sister don't have the same father, your common line is with your mother, but you and your brother and sister take a different path when it comes to the father. I don't understand these things. You cannot. And I'll say it again. Cannot so-called African-American people, you cannot effectively research following the traditions of white folks. It ain't gonna happen. And you got a lot of black genealogists out here doing it, and they lost to a point. You can't do it. You have to find an ideology and a method that works for you. Because many times white folks want to deny their African ancestors and tell you their ancestors are Indian. That is a common pattern in the white community. Clearly,
DNA test them and see what comes out. A sub-Saharan African. Guarantee, especially if they come out of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia, Alabama, and Mississippi. But I guarantee you, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, guarantee you every time. All you have to do is go study the early colonies and who was coming in, when and where, and all the different laws that was written to regulate race and to regulate sexual behavior. These things are there. Someone said, well, that's ancient history. What do you expect to find in the foundation of genealogy in this country? Don't limit yourself. Dig beneath the surface and you will find, and you will have a better understanding of who you are and what was going on during the time your early ancestors were living here in America. But then you got to go into slavery and you got to get beyond that. Many got to go back into Africa. Many got to go into Asia. And many just stay right here in America. Some may even have to go into Europe. So now you got to study what is going on in Europe and Africa and Asia. And what is going on in Africa and Asia at that time. Understand what's going on down in South Africa at the Wall Street of the slave trade. What's going on in West Africa at the Wall Street? Do you think they only brought West Africans? But what about those Africans they marched across the desert from the inner core of Africa? What about those Africans coming off the East Coast? What about those Africans over there that borders India who've been mixing? What about the Arab trade in the midst of this? These are things you have to understand. I'm telling you, black people from all over Asia and Africa got clustered together in the American slave trade under without any distinction other than Negro. If they were free, they left them to be African. Other than that, they were a human resource coming from the Negro factories in Africa and Asia. I'm telling you what is written. I have researched this over and over and over again. And you take these DNA tests and wondering why you here and there and there and there. But I tell you what, that's only a piece of the puzzle. So what do you mean, Langley? Take out the old maps. Because where they're showing you today is not the same people that was there in that particular place in Africa 300 and 400 years ago. You better understand this. They're moving people around in Asia and Africa, all coming up into West Africa. These things you got to understand. You have to understand now, there's two types of slave ships going on. Regular cargo slave ship and the convict prisoner of war ship. Because the ancestors were kidnapping prisoners of war. You really want to deal with it? Let's deal with it from that aspect. They were prisoners. That's why they brought them chained up. But then you get other ships and check the records. They only have women and boys and women and girls. Where did these people come from? These are things You really have to understand. So saying the slave trade didn't happen and everybody was hammered is a bunch of crap. You're going to lose your way by listening to nonsense. And most of the people telling you this are half white people. Modern day mulattoes. Be very careful. I'm trying to guide you the right way that you need to go. That's not bias. That's giving you an open mind. And the open mind tells you, I should take a look at this. I should take a look at that. DNA is only part of the puzzle. There was a time I didn't approve of it, but as testing got better, the different ways of testing got better, I understood, okay, now that's fine. Now let me go look at these old maps and look at these pre-colonial places and look at these places during colonial times when they started chopping up, adding, deleting, and changing names. This is how you put the puzzle together. Then you will know. You got Fulanis in Nigeria. Fulanis are not Nigerians. How did they get there? From the slave trade? Because Nigerians was the middlemen in the slave trade. They traded a whole lot of people. Don't let them fool you. They were middlemen. It is highly recorded. So how did the Fulani get there? You got Fulani in Mali. You got Fulani in Ghana. Fulani in Nigeria. Fulani in Ethiopia. Fulani in Etruria. Fulani in Sudan. Fulani in Madagascar. How did they get all these places? Well, they were nomadic and they traveled all. Well, you better think about the slave trade. You got Bantu all over the place. Yes, they traveled, but once again, you better think about the slave trade. Because you got Bantu people in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Sudan. How? Migration and slave migration. You can understand this. And the more you understand it, the better you will understand now what is happening here in America. Why are all these different ethnic groups showing up in my DNA? It's an indicator. See, let me explain something to you. Many things that we were told about history, white folks have lied that written those books. They either omitted or disregarded or told a lie about something when it comes to Negro people in slavery, because it ain't proper at all. I'm trying to tell you something. They gave you the myth. They couldn't, Africans couldn't read and write. The Negro couldn't read and write. The Negro can read and write in his own language, in his mother tongue. Had no problem reading and writing. Whether it was African, whether it was Indian from India, or whether it was Indian from America. No problem reading and writing in his own her language. But then they tell you the slaves were dumb. How the hell the slaves dumb? Not one white man built the house back then. Not one white man picked cotton back then unless he admits to being a slave. And many of them don't want to admit to that. Indentured servant. Really? Indentured servants could be bought and sold. I've read the records. I've seen over and over countless times of looking at the runaway slave narratives, and they're talking about Scottish and Irish people. Well, if an indentured servant is not a slave, how can they be bought and sold? How can they be whipped? You better understand what the law is and what the law was. I don't follow the nonsense. See, you got to take it on your own and go into these archives now and start reading. It's there. It's not difficult. And many a times, you might find your ancestors in one of those slave narratives. You might find your ancestor in a runaway slave flyer. You might find your ancestor being free, dependent if his mother or her mother was free. See, they don't tell you about the number of absentee slave owners. It's not counted in the regular taxes, so they put them absentee because they're Negro. It might be a Negro mixture with Native American, a Negro mixture with East Indian, a Negro mixture, octoroon, a mulatto. Someone with just cold, flat out, straight up free African with no admixture in them, none whatsoever. These are things you have to understand. You have to understand that the first slaves coming into this country, coming out of Madagascar, or they're the niggas coming out of India. See, the American language with all these different derivatives can really have you confused. So you have to really research and go and dig into the source. And then you will find these things. Do not expect to study genealogy with an absence of history on the local level or the broad level. Study it. You will connect the dots. You will find the missing people. You will get beyond the brick walls. You can't separate history from genealogy. It's not going to happen. Not doing it effectively, you can't. I created a house of ancestry. I created it for the simple fact that dealt with issues of the Negro. And any other admixture came with that. But the primary source of it was the Negro, because I knew at that time, whether Asia, Africa, or India, they were dealing with Negro people. You got to understand this. Anybody tell you anything otherwise is shooting you some bull crap. These are things you must learn to understand. It's not difficult. It's not hard. Everybody come up with the myth. My ancestor was slavery. I can't get to this certain. Yes, you can. The question is, where are you looking? The question is, what type of information are you trying to process? If your ancestor remained alive, you can find them. Better understand it. Better understand that many of you came up here during the Spanish time. So you didn't come on the British slave ship. You came on the Spanish. You were here in the 1500s. You came through Spain. From Spain to Haiti. Haiti into the Dominicans, which at one time was the same place. Then into Jamaica, Port Royal, South Carolina. Most people need to understand that there's a common pattern here with Jamaica, Barbados, and South Carolina. That's why anybody who goes to Barbados and goes to Jamaica, you're going to find the same street structures, buildings in Charleston, South Carolina. That should tell you something, because they were all considered the same place in the West Indies. What was the difference? Charleston was the mainland, Jamaica and Barbados was the islands. Same people. Carolina was created from people from Barbados, who was octoroons and mulattoes. Now they white today. DNA test their behind and watch a sub-Sahara pop out. I don't sugarcoat this anymore. I'm 50 years old. I can say what I want now, like my grandmother used to say. They have duped us. Ain't gonna dupe me anymore. So I am telling you what you have to do. See, I'm free to research because the house of ancestry is independent. I'm giving you these things because I want you to know. Because I care. Because I know who I am. I want the next person to know who they are. And when a man or woman knows who they are, then they can stand and work together with somebody else. But you cannot do it until you know exactly who you are. All these so-called African people in this country ain't gonna never get along because they ain't the same people. You don't have people in the continent of Africa itself across the board get along. East Africans don't deal with the West Africans, or the East Ethiopians don't deal with the people from Zimbabwe. So how do you think y'all gonna get along? Because you're not taking it upon yourself to learn your truth and necessity of who you are. It might be East Indian with a little African mix. I'm trying to tell you something. Ain't gonna never be no come by y'all as a whole, because you're not the same people. And understand it. And when you come back into your nation of yourself and know who you are and embrace that, and that can be respected by the next man over here or woman over here, then collectively, let's sit down and talk. Otherwise, it ain't happening. Give you the solution to the root of the problem in the so-called African-American community. Well, why Chief Langley saying so-called? Because you done been Negro, done been colored, done been black, done been Afro-American, done been Nigger, done been musty, done been maroon. What's next? Better understand. It's okay when life throws you a lemon. So make lemonade. Make it sweet. Or make it bittersweet. Or drink it strong if you want to. There's no excuses anymore. None. You got a mind. You got the ability to think. You have an intellect that you can tell what to do. You have reasoning. Apply these principles, not only to genealogy, but to your life. This is not hard. Very simple. But until you look into that mirror and deal into that man and woman that you wake up to every day call yourself, you will never know. You have to learn to start taking pride in that, into the identity of you. Take your time and look into the mirror. Gaze at yourself and see, don't you see yourself
transformed into many different people. Just stare for a minute.
All those people are the ancestors that lies within you. See, people are forgetting that the body has memory. That's why you carry the nose of your great-great-grandfather. Where did my nose come from? That's that mark. That's that birthmark that's there. That came from 4, 5, 6, 7 generations, or maybe more than that. Why do your eyes look that way? Why you got these certain ears, lips, cheeks? Because the body has memory. You think just the mind. This is why you have to transform yourself. Many people try to make changes. And when it comes to changes, changes leave residue. Transform. You were 190 pounds. Now you're 150. Nobody see the 190 anymore. They only see the 150. Because you're transformed. So transform your thinking. Transform your life. But it starts with studying the history of yourself. That's genealogy. There is so much to learn. But if you're willing to listen, and if you're willing to see, and if you're willing to reason, the House of Ancestry is here to teach you, to help you walk a very important way. So tonight is why I'm getting you beyond these myths and folklore and beliefs. Because to get beyond these, you have to accept the truth of the reality of what is. And when you take that DNA test, whoa, well, the white folks, the white companies, prejudice against the DNA. Bull crap. They don't know you from Adam's house cat. Yeah. There are plenty of white folks out there that thought they were Indian, and they ain't, and they're African. What makes you any different? I just told you what the deal was. If your ancestors didn't marry back into your family and produce children from your family over and over again, it dies out. Start breeding dogs. Take your German Shepherd on a collie. What do you get? Now let that collie mix with a pit bull. What do you get? Now let that pit bull and collie that's mixed with the puppies, let that go breed with a Great Dane. What do you got? So how are you going to get it back? You're going to take that Great Dane now and breed it back with a collie. And when they have puppies, you're going to have that puppy breed back with a collie. And when they have puppies, you're going to breed back with a collie. In 5 generations, you done turn it back. These things happen over time. Well, where did all the Native American people go? Slavery. They did not all die out. But I tell you what, after 2 or 3 generations in slavery, and somebody else give you a name and identification of you, your children no longer know what it is. They have been programmed. Not one person in this country that got off those slave ships, not one person in Africa or India called themselves Negro. That's what white folk called them. That word is not even the Asian vocabulary or the African vocabulary. White folks. I'm sorry. White folks have to take the responsibility and the heat for what their forebears done in certain circumstances. Genealogy is one of them. Well, you hating white folks. No, I'm not. I got a white ancestor. 10 generations back. These are things you must understand. These things are very important. So we have to reason. We have to study. We have to change thinking. Your mind has to be transformed. You have to be open. Some people get so stupid and stubborn. I know what it is. Really? You got a whole bag worth of crap over there. Let's examine it. Well, that's what mama told me. That. Well, you know what? Mama didn't know. That's what she was raised. How old you think slavery is? You had people here since the 1500s. It's 2017. How many years is that? 417 years? Or more? Think about it. It's been a long time. Yeah, in the beginning, they brought a bunch of men over here. But let me tell you something else. Most of those tribes that came over here in the beginning were small tribes. Small people. Pygmies. Twas. Many of you don't even know unless you do some research. I knew this years ago. The Irish leprechaun. You know what it is? It's a twat. It's a pygmy. They put green on it. So you think it's just a little green elf man. It's those Africans over there that were there before those Europeans came over there. Don't take my word for it. Go research it. Google it. These are things you must understand. So you think a little leprechaun, a little green midget, knows the pygmy or the twa. People they call Dogons. No more than 5 foot tall or 4'11". People, you got to understand history. And you need to start understanding history from a religious perspective. You got to dissect this. I am telling you. Many times you go into church for the wrong thing. You now need to go to church on the history of yourself. You need to break out your genealogical Bible on you. You need to sing some of your own ancestor hymns. These are things you need to do according to self. You're going to remain ignorant. You're going to remain lost. And you're going to think you know. And thinking you know is not knowing. Well, I thought. Well, that's all you did was thought. Things are important. So understand, Africans got straight black hair. Indians from India got straight black hair. So don't come with the folklore, grandma had straight black hair. She was Cherokee. Your grandma probably was living in a place Cherokee never been. What you need to do is take time to go read those colonial treaties of the Cherokee and Creek land swaps. You will find the majority of the people, I'm sorry, playing Indian today is making it up. Because those people were not in the original place. So who are they? You guys only follow 5 civilized tribes. Don't you know there are over 1,000 ethnic groups here? Over 1,000. So how are you just 5 civilized? What happened to the other people? You may not be one of the 5 civilized tribes. You probably come from one of the, what they call the savage, the untamed. Now think about it. Seriously. They have not all died out. Remnants are still here. Mixed with somebody else. But for the most part, they're still here. And they're probably more 90% or 60% of who they are. Depending on who their ancestors married back into and gave birth to children. This is what you got to understand. I don't know how to make it any plainer to you. The minute you go on genealogy research and you're digging into the names, that is good. But I tell you what, that name at one point might not be the original name of your ancestor. You better find out if he or she changed her name. Did it do it voluntarily, or was it changed during slavery? You find many people on plantations that were sold, got different names from the plantation owners. Who was the previous owner? They had no right to take those names. It was given to them. This is what you got to understand. Now, if you do not take time to digest what I just told you, you're going to continue to be lost and dumbfounded. And a whole bag of ancestors you might have with it may have no relation to you, none whatsoever. Clearly. Because you got to go beneath the surface. I study things from a forensics and an investigative perspective when it comes to my family history. And that's what I teach others to do. Don't come to me with it, because I'm going to question you 2 or 3 times. Are you sure? Did you check this? Did you check that? How many resources you have? How did you validate this? You get mad all day long. Don't make me no different. I ain't going to sign up on it. Scratch your head, scratch your butt, whatever you need to scratch. Ain't happening. You got to go dig. You got to go look at that plantation owner family records. You need to go over there and look at his laws of Negro personnel, or Negro slaves, a book of Negroes, whatever he have over there, and you will find these Negroes carpenters, nurses, farmers. How did they get these skills? The white man taught it. Don't make me cuss, because he didn't. They were farming where they came from. They were carpenters where they came from. He's the ignorant jackass that couldn't do anything at that time. Clearly. I will never take for granted the backbone of slaves in this country, whether they Native American, American Indians, East Indian or African. That path I ain't giving, because I descend from them. I come from Indian slaves, and there's an Indian trader in the mix that had children from 2 of my ancestor grandparents, mothers. You need to understand something here. It gets me under my collar when I hear that crap today. 400 years of laboring for nothing to make another man rich. He got the audacity to call somebody stupid, unlearned, because they didn't speak your language and they didn't actually come here and didn't ask you to come here. Don't get me started, because I play with a double-edged sword. Ain't going to happen. owe it to my ancestors. No. Will not be disrespected that way. If I don't do nothing but just voice my opinion on it, it ain't going to happen. Uh-uh. We ain't going down that road because I know you and I know your history. These are the things. It's very important. So let's get beyond the myths. Get beyond the folklore. Take a look at the beliefs. And dig into the core of what really happened. Sometimes I give classes, people get upset. I'm sorry. But this is the dose. See, you only getting a taste of the dose of what they went through by reading it. You and I didn't go through it. Now imagine what they went through that you are reading about and you can't stand to read it. Trying to tell you something. But you better understand. All of that's in you. That pain that they suffered, that hard labor, that's in your DNA. Many a time you wonder why your back hurting for no reason and you don't have no back problems. That's the activation of that DNA that come from your ancestors. You got a pain and don't know where it come from and ain't nothing wrong with you. That's that ancestor pain. These are things you better understand. Respectfully. I'm trying to tell you something. So I want you to know. I want you to know the truth. Many a time, seeking for the truth, you have to go after the truth on your own. Wife may not come. Brother may not come. Sister may not come. Cousin may not come. Mama may not come. Daddy may not come. Damn it, you got to go at it on your own. This is what you have to do. And continue to do. And stay the course. Straight. Don't bear to the left. Don't bear to the right. Full speed ahead. See, it's not the journey. It's the destination. See, long as you get where you need to be, when you look back and see how far you came, it's irrelevant to you because you made it to your destination. You got a destination. But they tell you you have a destiny in life. Destiny, destination. How are you going to get there? You and I are no more than continued journeys of our ancestors. They died, now you take it up on this thing called life. So what is your purpose for being here? Have you figured it out? You got people 50, 60 years old, haven't figured out the purpose yet. What is the purpose? What's your meaning? Study your genealogy and the history of yourself. You will find your purpose and meaning for being. Whether it's physical or it's spiritual, you will find it. These things are very important. So as we continue, don't let no one or nothing steal or take away your joy. Happiness come and go, but your joy will be with you forever. You hold your joy sacred to you. All means,
These things are very important. Tonight, remember, getting over the myths. Take a look at the folklore. Adjust those belief systems and go into who you really, who you are. And I guarantee you, you will be transformed. Because that's who you are. And don't think that the work that you do here, you don't get praise from that next dimension that continues to elevate your ancestors there. Because of the work that you're doing here, you continue to rise. You continue to rise them. These things are important. We are no more than those that came before us. However, we have the ability to put our own spin on this journey. See? Things are important. Don't ever forget it. So now, I'm going to open the floor up for a few questions. Anybody has any? I'll start with 919. Any questions? 336.
Yeah, Chief Langley.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jerry calling. I know it's safe to say this, but also I would like to mention when you were talking about all the laws, it's very important that people also recognize when you find out where your family immigrated to, that whatever state that is, you need to make sure you look at those laws in that state that you're in, of what you have been called, to find out what you really are when you look into the colonial records. Another thing I'd like to mention is that it's nothing no worse now to know that with all the opportunities that we have that's out there for us, all of us, to live in this life and have this opportunity to find out who you are, it's nothing no worse than to know that you die. And you spent years working in genealogy. I just had this happen. I'll be at a funeral tomorrow. I had an uncle pass away. He did genealogy, offer information on what he knew, but never knew about the opportunity to do DNA and find out the true of who you are. There's nothing no worse than to die and not know who you really were. I just wanted to iterate that and let that be known, that it is important now. All these provisions are made for us to have this opportunity now to go get the truth. We don't have to live out where we come off one plantation to another plantation. You can find out if you are Indo-African, Indo-Asian, if you are Native American, whatever it is, you can know that by the truth, not by every story that's been told. But you can find it through your DNA, and DNA will tell that story. And then it will put you in positions to go hunting and go looking, start finding those places, and look in the old maps that you mentioned, look in all these places, and you'll find you. And when you do, you will find peace. You will find freedom in yourself, knowing that a lot of stuff that you've been told, that has been written in the law, that's been written in records, about our ancestors is not true, but you can find it in the old colonial records. I just wanted to mention that.
You are correct. You're absolutely correct. Is there another caller? 919 again? Going 9 going once, going twice. So, as we venture on this journey, it's a safe one. On that note, I'm going to play a little music. We're going to let the sun shine in. We're going to exit. Night, everyone. Until next week, Ito Hey.